This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The North Texas Poison Center is reminding us not to consume bleach. Despite product warning labels, dozens of cases involving exposure to bleach have come in over the last few weeks. In this edition of Vital Signs, I talked with Christina Holloway, Public Health Education Manager for the North Texas Poison Center, about the findings.
Since the beginning of August, it was up until I believe August 20th, we had received 46 bleach exposure cases in our region, and about 29 of those were ingestions, where someone has swallowed or has been exposed to the bleach through their mouth.
How does that compare to the number you might usually get?
We did compare it to the previous year, and the numbers were about the same, but one of the biggest differences that I saw was the shift in the ages that were involved. Last year, it was a lot more in the 5 and under category, and then this year, we're seeing a little bit more of those calls occurring in the 30 years or older category. So that was one of the big differences that we saw, but we do know that here in Texas as a whole, since the beginning of the pandemic, since about March, we have seen quite a big increase in bleach-related calls. As of right now, there's about a 50% increase compared to last year as a state. You know, we can't assume that all of these exposures were intentional or were with the thought to prevent or treat COVID, but we do know that we have received such calls. Perhaps they heard it from a friend or, you know, community member, or perhaps online. You know, there's a lot of misinformation swirling around. And so, unfortunately, people can fall victim to that.
And that's ingestions or maybe overexposure to bleach, or
yes, all types of bleach related exposure. So that could be, you know, skin contact, it could be through the eyes, it could be inhalation, and that does include ingestions as well.
What's in a bleach that makes it so terrible to consume?
The most frequent types of concerns that we see when it comes to bleach products are burning or irritation of the skin, the nose, and the eyes. And it can, of course, induce vomiting, so it can make the person throw up. And then it can cause more serious issues like respiratory problems, heart issues, and also liver issues.
What about other household cleaners? Are they as dangerous as bleach?
So it just depends on the cleaner, right? There's a lot of different products that we can have in our homes. Apart from bleach, really one of the Poison Center's biggest concerns is the mixing of cleaners, right? Because if we mix ammonia and bleach, that can create a dangerous gas. There's so many different cleaners that when mixed together can create dangerous gases that are even potentially more concerning than someone ingesting bleach.
The kids are at home now because of the pandemic. So too are adults. What should be done maybe to protect yourself and your children from exposure to bleach and household cleaners?
Our advice to parents is to, you know, take a walk through your home. Make sure that all of those potential poisons are up and out of reach, locked if you can. That way, if, you know, you're on a call or you're not watching them for, you know, a few minutes, you know that they're not getting into those potential poisons.
In the meantime, if you're exposed, overexposed to bleach or another household product, if you should happen to ingest any of that, what should you do immediately?
So our recommendation, if someone is to ingest any kind of cleaner or disinfectant, is to go ahead and give the poison helpline a call. What we call the number one rule when it comes to poisoning, especially for ingestions, is that we don't want to induce vomiting. Because when it comes to products like bleach, for example, which can be corrosive, it can actually burn and do damage. When that comes back up through the throat, it can actually cause more harm than good.
Christina Holloway, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.